Now, a story that sounds like a musician's nightmare, stuck in the same theater night after night, playing the same notes over and over for 20 years. But ask the players who've been in the pit for Phantom of the Opera since it opened on Broadway in 1988, and they say it's a dream. Here's independent producer David Shulman.
Sarah Brightman and the other original stars of Phantom of the Opera are long gone. In the orchestra pit, though, things are different. 13 musicians in the orchestra have been on the job since day one. Trumpeter Lowell Hershey and French horn player Peter Wright are original members. They've been down in the pit more than 20 years. They've had their parts memorized for 19 of them.
For me, the thing is, and I think for a lot of us, is like, we don't want these songs running through our heads outside the show. We don't want to like be waking up in the morning and by mistake start singing in the shower Phantom of the Opera, and I've never had that.
Well, I did. When the show first started, the melodies just were constantly going through my head, and I would wake up in the middle of the night and I would hear some tunes. My son loved the music so much it was playing on the radio every time I went home, and I had to ask him not to play it. But then, after a few weeks, I got to the point where if somebody asked me to sing something from the show, I couldn't even do it. Somehow my brain just repressed it.
I have been playing Phantom of the Opera since opening night, January 26, 1988.
That's Henry Finelli, the harp player. The first time I called his cell phone, he picked up from Fire Island. "Where are you?" I asked. He said, "Sitting on the deck of the beach house the Phantom of the Opera bought me." If you're a musician in New York, you don't expect your work to buy you a beach house. Even the notion of steady work can seem like a fantasy. Henry's in the pit, warming up before performance number 8,490 of Phantom of the Opera. He still gets anxious.
I've always had nightmares of not being able to get to the theater, being stuck somewhere, or there's no harp here, or the harp breaks, or the music falls down. I have those anxiety dreams all the time. People will say, "How do you stand to hear that music night after night?" Well, you know, playing music and listening to music is not exactly the same thing. It's a wonderfully written harp part that requires artistry and phrasing. And there's a one little chord that I have. It doesn't make any difference. The audience would never know the difference. But there's one little chord. There are nights where I arpeggiate the chord just exactly right. This is strange, isn't it? Anyway, there are places all through the show where I really am satisfied if I played it the way I really like to play it.
There's Peter Wright again, without his French horn.
There's a couple money licks. You know, like you have the whole show, and basically, if anyone's even going to notice that you're there from the audience perspective because they're so caught up in the show, there's just a couple times when you have, like, major moments.
Ready? Here we go. From the lower flat.
That's it.
Let your mind start a journey through a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the world you knew before.
Practice makes perfect. But 20 years of practice?
We never clam. We never make mistakes.
It's bound to happen sooner or later. I mean, and the show's run for so long, every mistake that's possible to make has been made.
9.8, 9.9, the piano player holds up a scorecard for the most impressive errors. A few shows back, Lowell got a perfect score.
What did you do to earn a 10?
I made a loud, short note entrance a bar early.
When no one else was playing.
Well, I think the harp plays a little.
Oh, good.
Things do go wrong in Phantom of the Opera. It's part of the plot. The Phantom causes a one-ton chandelier to crash to the stage, and a stagehand character gets strung up from the rafters dead. The Majestic Theater hasn't been a dangerous workplace for Lowell and Henry and most of the Phantom's pit musicians. Then again, there have been hair emergencies.
There was a moment where the pyrotechnics was a big flash when the Phantom disappears, and a spark from the explosion went down and landed in the hair of the first, the oboist.
Player.
And her hair actually was on fire. And they had to quickly, I'm sorry, I'm laughing.
Well, it's
at the 20 time, but,
years, a few
yeah.
little things are going to go wrong.
She was uninjured, but there was some damage to her hair, which the hair department
took care of.
They took care of. They cut
the
her
hair department?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
They cut her hair.
The length of her hair.
They're experts in that field. Adjusted the length. Yes, that's true.
That kind of excitement is rare. Mostly, the show runs like a clock. 8 shows a week, 20 years, the notes never change. The musicians earn $1,500 a week, about $188 a show, or $78,000 a year, if you play every performance. Section leaders get a bit more. You have to wonder, for a creative soul, is it a Faustian bargain? Peter Wright says the answer is simple. Uh-uh.
It's not what people think. This show has enabled me to play more creatively than I ever could have in my life, simply because it is stability, and we have a 50% rule. We only need to be here 50% of the time every quarter. So anytime I want to take off to do something, I can. I can do brass quintet recitals. I can play in orchestras. All of us can do all this stuff.
They sub with the top orchestras in New York. And when a regular takes the night off, it's work for someone else. For performance 8,490, the Pitt Orchestra included a horn player who's logged about 4,000 shows as a substitute. To reach the pit, the musicians walk a catwalk under the stage and pass through a narrow doorway.
Watch your head.
27 players squeeze into the pit for each show. For when they aren't playing, Lowell and the other musicians carry along books, crosswords, and Sudoku.
Because I've done it for so long, I know in my body when I'm supposed to be playing. When I'm not playing, I read books, I study languages, and then when I pick up the instrument again, it's a little bit like Tourette's, you know? I drop the book and I blat out a few notes on trumpet and then I pick up the book again.
For NPR News, I'm David Shulman.